This is Will Richmond from Video News, and I have Colin Dixon from Endscreen Media with me today. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Will.
And many of you have heard our voices before on our weekly podcast, which we've been recording now for many years. And we are, of course, sheltering at home like everybody else is. And so we are trying something new, and this is going to be our first episode of something that we're calling Behind My Thinking. And the theory here is that both Colin and I are posting actively each week on lots of different topics, but we don't always have time to actually be able to explain why something caught our attention or even add a little more detail that we didn't feel we had the ability to do in writing. So what we're going to try to do here in Behind My Thinking is give a little bit of the story behind the story, if you will, allow each other to provide a little bit more color on what we personally took away from something that we wrote about, why it's important to us, and hopefully help listeners better understand the topic just a little bit. So, Colin, with that, this is episode one of Behind My Thinking. And you are going to talk about a post that you did called Will C19 Free Trialers Binge and Bolt or Step Up and Pay? So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little more about what you wrote?
I sure will, Will. And this actually comes a little bit from one of our podcasts we did recently. We talked about all of the services that are providing extended free trials or free trials during our shelter at home in orders. And I, of course, some of these, and I hope a lot of them, are actually motivated by two things. One, of course, is the altruistic desire to keep us entertained as we're staying at home, make it a little bit more bearable, as Warren Schlichting from Sling TV put it. The other is that it's good for them as well, because it exposes people to their service and hopefully that will acquire new customers for them. And that really set me wondering, on the weekend, whether they should expect that. So I went and looked at some data to try and get an idea if they will see an increase in subscribers and what the dynamics of that increase would look like. And so that's what this article is really about. And I looked at two primary things. I looked at what I call binge and bolt behavior. That is when somebody signs up for a free trial, watches all the content, and then leaves before they pay. So that's the first thing I looked at. And the second thing is I tried to dig around and find some evidence as to what is going on with paid subscribers during this time. So that's really what I found, what I looked at, Will. And so just really briefly, what I found was binge and bolt behavior actually is fairly unusual. I did a survey in the UK and the US at the beginning of 2019. And what I actually found was the number of serial binge and bolters, people who signed up for four or more services in a given year and canceled them before the free trial ended, was very low. I think it was 4% in the US and 2% in the UK. So that was the first thing. And the second thing was, actually, I just looked to Netflix Q1 numbers. Now, Netflix has been running a 30-day free trial for a long time. And obviously, Netflix, very popular service. A lot of people probably are trying it out right now. And the evidence from their Q1 is very strong. I know about you, but I was expecting about a 0.5% increase in subscribers. And in fact, what they ended up getting was a 2 or 3% increase. About five times more people signed up than we were expecting. So I think there's fairly strong evidence that you will actually see the number of subscribers go up. Now, what we don't know, of course, is if binge and bolt will increase. So that's something that we have to wait and look at the data. But I'm betting binge and bolt will increase, that more people will try out more services and leave them before they end up having to pay. But it will still result in more subscribers going forward.
So, Colin, that's a great description and great description of some of the findings. Maybe you could talk a little about why you're interested in this. What got you motivated to look at this whole idea of binge and bolt, or whether subscribers will continue to pay?
So I've been interested in the life cycle of a customer with a pay TV service, an SVOD service, if you like. I've been interested in that for quite a while. And I mentioned the survey that I did early last year. I actually worked with a company called Vindicia. Vindicia sponsored that survey. And that was really targeted at looking at that life cycle. What makes people sign up for a free trial? What makes them pay, start paying? Why they stick around? Why they leave? And also how successful efforts are at bringing people back after they've left. So it really, I had a raft of questions in my surveys in the UK and US, which really delved into those phases, if you like, of the life cycle of a subscriber to a service. And you know, that was fielded in early 2019. So that really I found very, very revealing, and it gave me an understanding of what was going on that I didn't have before. So I really enjoyed fielding that survey. And actually, anybody who's listening to this podcast can get that report for free from my site. Just come to the research tab and look for Keep My Customer. That's the report that has all the data in.
That's great. So you've done research in the past, and are you looking to do research on this topic again sometime in 2020?
Well, you bet. That my interest in whether binge and bolt activity has increased, well, I'd love to be able to dig in and find that out. And also, you know, I have a feeling that life cycle probably has changed. The parameters around that life cycle has changed a lot due to shelter in place orders. So yeah, you bet I want to run this again, and I'm looking for sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring this research, just reach out to me and I'd be happy to chat to you about doing that.
Obviously, it's too early to draw any hard and fast conclusions, Colin, but when you think about consumer psychology in the current times, the idea of wanting to get access to as much content as possible, the idea of people watching, minding their budgets, there's obviously a lot of financial pressure on people right now. Do you have any expectation about how this whole concept of binge and bolt might play out if you're doing research now versus last year?
Yeah, and my sense is, Will, that we will see binge and bolt activity increase quite a lot. I think that when we ask that question again, if we can get that, you know, get that survey fielded fairly quickly, we would find that people are signing up for more services, and they are cancelling those services before they actually end up paying. And I think one of the reasons for that is that they'll have heard about a new show from somebody on a new service, and they just haven't had time to look. And now suddenly they have time, they take a look, they watch the show, and they really, you know, they, as you say, there's a lot of financial pressure, I think, on people now, and they just decide that they don't want to stick around and leave. So I do think we will see binge and bolt behavior increase. But the same token, I think we will see the number of free trial conversions fall. I actually reached out to Wicket Labs, and they told me that free trial conversion rates that they were measuring before all of this started were very, very high. Over two-thirds, 68% of people who started a free trial actually converted and became a subscriber. And I have a feeling that percentage will fall quite a lot. But that said, the Netflix data suggests that these services will still end up with more subscribers.
Well, there's also a question, I suppose, Colin, of are people going to be starting free trials where they have to enter their credit card information? Are they going to do that as readily if they're feeling financial pressure? as they may have been willing to do prior to this whole pandemic starting. So people may be more conservative now, I would think.
They could be. You could be right, Will. And there were ways around that. If they don't want to sign up to the direct service, they can always go via an aggregator. So, for example, many services are available through Roku, for the Roku channel. They're also available on Apple TV app. They're also available through Amazon. You can sign up for services inside of those services, and then you just use the credit card that you already have registered, and that credit card doesn't go anywhere else. So there are ways around that, Will. But that said, I do think that the financial pressure that people are beginning to feel is going to start to ratchet up as we go along, and that bar to get people paying will increase.
And there's another side question here, Colin, I wonder if you thought about, which is, are there any side effects of offering these kind of promotions, these free content trials, that actually incents people to do this kind of binge and drop behavior, jumping basically from one service to another? Is there a side effect, I guess, that maybe is unintended that we may see unfold here as well?
Yeah. I think that there is a danger of that, Will. And I think back to, old retail theory, and there's a lot of retail stores that ended up in this endless cycle of sales. You got to have a sale to get people in, and that's the way you go. And I really think that there could be an element of that here, that consumers will just expect extended free trials, and if they don't get them, that they won't try. But I really think that this is a good time to provide them. There are other reasons why you should provide them, but I think operators should resume their usual practices after this time has passed, and go back to more limited free trials if appropriate to attract consumers. I mean, the data is pretty clear from Wicket Labs. It's a very, very effective tool of getting people to sign up. So I think there'll always be an element of that. But I do think that reducing those free trial periods back down to where they were before we were in this situation is probably the right thing to do. And that's what services should do.
Good. Well, Colin, thanks for sharing your thoughts. You're behind my thinking, what you were thinking about when you put this post together. We'll see 19 free trialers binge and bolt or step up and pay. Again, this is our first episode of trying this format, so we're really interested to hear what our listeners think about this. Does this format make sense? We're considering basically kind of doing this once a week and maybe alternating, so we would each get a crack at providing some of our additional thinking behind our thinking on a once per week basis. What do you think, Colin? How's this gone for you?
I've really enjoyed it. I personally get somewhat frustrated when I'm writing a piece like this, Will, because there's so much stuff I throw out, and in order to be concise and keep it short so that people are comfortable reading it, I often don't get a chance to say the things that I've just said. So I really enjoyed it. I hope it's useful to people. Please let us know.
Okay, Colin, well, thanks for sharing your thoughts, and listeners, again, please give us your feedback, and thanks for listening in.